As we just heard, that joint list of Arab parties could emerge from this election as the third largest group in the Israeli parliament. Diana Bhutu had a hand in that. She's a political analyst and strategist who worked with the head of the joint list, as the coalition of Arab parties is known. She's also an Israeli citizen. And I asked her if this is a big deal for Israeli Arabs.
It is and it isn't. It's a big deal because it's indicating for the first time that Palestinians are voting as a bloc and that they want to stop a lot of the tide of the racist legislation that has been passed over the course of the past few years. But it's also not a big deal because even though they may get up to 15 electoral seats, they won't be part of any coalition. And even if they are part of the coalition, they still would not be able to stop the wave of legislation that bars them from owning houses in certain areas, that bars them from certain jobs.
Okay, now this is all pretty confusing to Americans because we don't get this whole coalition government thing. But there are lots of tiny Jewish Israeli parties that can move the Israeli government. Why do you say that this joint list of Arab parties couldn't be exactly the same thing?
Well, so the way it works in Israeli politics is that you have to have 61 seats out of 120 to be able to pass any legislation. And the political parties tend to garner between 20 to 25 seats. Those are the large ones. And then the smaller parties get between 6 and 8. So in order to form the government, they need to make an alliance. The problem is that none of the political parties have ever joined forces with this Arab party, with the joint list, the anti-Zionist list. And it's also clear that this list is not going to want to form an alliance with them. The reason is that being part of a coalition means that you have to vote alongside with what the government is doing, not against it. They don't want to be collectively responsible for the siege on Gaza, for building and expanding more settlements, etc.
I think we should point out there is a Jewish party that is part of this coalition, isn't there?
Yes. In fact, it's representing Jewish Israelis. It's representing Palestinian Israelis. It's talking about the rights of everybody across the board, rich, poor, men, women, rather than simply focusing on the rights of one group or the privileges of one group being Jewish Israelis over others being the Palestinians who are citizens of the country, too. We are going to see changes in the Knesset, maybe not in this time around, but in the future, there will be changes in terms of the way that coalitions are built and the types of legislation that gets pushed through.
Diana, we're talking about Palestinian citizens of Israel. I wonder if this election means anything really to Palestinians, those living in the West Bank and Gaza.
I think that they're viewing this with a collective yawn. And I say that because now it's become apparent that for many Palestinians in the West Bank and in the Gaza Strip, that there is really no difference between Netanyahu and Herzog. And I say this because the statements that they themselves have put out, Netanyahu yesterday came out and said that there will not be a Palestinian state. Herzog has come out in favor of settlement activity.
The challenger, Isaac Herzog, has said, though, that his top priority will be repairing the damage with Palestinians.
Yes, I'm not sure that he'll be able to do that. I think that the fact that they've voted time and again in favor of settlement expansion and the fact that they very much supported the attack on Gaza this past summer has really changed things for Palestinians. I think we're seeing a very different, it's a Palestinian Authority that realizes that bilateral negotiations are not going to work any longer, and which is why they're moving more on this international track of gaining more recognition in the UN, trying to push for Israel's accountability, whether through the International Criminal Court or otherwise, and starting to adopt resolutions calling for boycotts, divestment, and sanctions against Israel.
Diana Bhutu, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Diana Bhutu is a Palestinian citizen of Israel. She's a lawyer, political strategist, and formerly a spokesperson for the PLO and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas.